March 2, 1916. Desire compensates for lack of power in the creature. Jesus wants to act in full mastery within the soul in whom he dwells, who gave herself to him. I continue my most bitter days. Blessed Jesus comes rarely. And if I lament, he answers with a sob of crying, or he says to me, "My daughter, you know that I don't come often, because the chastisements are encroaching more and more. So, why do you lament?" But I reached such a point that I could not take any more, and I burst into tears. In order to calm me down and strengthen me, Jesus came, and I spent almost the whole night with Jesus. Now he kissed me, caressed me, sustained me. Now he threw himself into my arms to take rest. Now he showed me the terror among peoples. Some ran away from one point, some from another. I also remember that he told me, "My daughter, the soul contains in her will all that I contain in my power. Therefore, I look at all the good that the soul really wants to do, as if she had really done it. I have will and power, if I want, I can. On the other hand, the soul cannot do many things, but her will compensates for power. In this way, she goes on to become like me, and I keep enriching her with all those merits contained in her good will, if she wants to do them." Then he added, "My daughter, when the soul gives herself completely to me, I establish my residence within her. Many times I like to close everything and be in the shade. Other times I like to sleep and place the soul as a sentry, so that she may not allow anybody to bother me and interrupt my sleep. And if necessary, she has to face the bothers and answer for me. Other times, I like to open everything and let in the winds, the coldness of the creatures, the darts of sin that they send me, and many other things. The soul must be content with everything. She has to let me do whatever I want. Even more, she must make my things her own. If I were not free to do whatever I want, I would be unhappy in that heart. If I had to be careful to make her feel only how much I enjoy, and to unwillingly hide from her how much I suffer, where would my freedom be? Ah, everything is in my will. If the soul takes it, she takes all the substance of my being, and encloses everything within herself. So, as she does good, keeping within herself the substance of my life, she makes that good come out from myself. Coming from me, that good runs like a ray of light for the benefit of all creatures."